Hey, everybody. It's Erin Strayer, and it is Thursday afternoon, and it's the Erin Strayer Show. And thanks for hanging with us. We have had a ton of technical issues today, and our guest has rescheduled for today. So it's just going to be me today. And I really, really, really appreciate you guys hanging around and sticking with us because we're going to talk about some stuff today that, and it's going to be me talking to you. Oh my gosh. So if you are watching from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show with the E up in the corner, go ahead and click the link right above you. Come on over here. We'll talk about some good stuff. I'll guarantee it. You'll learn something. But come on over here. We'll be able to see you and see your comments once you're over here on the Erin Strayer Show platform. So we'd love to see you right on over here. And we're going to be talking today. We're shooting from the hip, making it work. Hi, Mel. It's good to see you. And we are making it work today. We're doing it. We're making it work. So I just want to talk today about one, shooting from the hip, being accountable, showing up, being consistent, and what that looks like. And that's what exactly I'm doing. I'm shooting from the hip. So if you're here, if you're on with me, if you're watching the replay, let us know that. If you're watching live, please, please, please let me know that as well, that you're here. And I totally acknowledge that you are with me today and taking time out of your busy day to talk to and hang out with us here on the Erin Strayer Show. So I just want to state something that in May of, there's a little stat coming, warning. In May of 2018, smallbusinesstrends.com stated that over 90% of businesses fail because they're incomplete, unbalanced, and lack either experiences or services that they provide for their people. 90%. The other side of that is there's an extremely large percent, like over 77% of all businesses that are started by people that are over 50 years old. Yeah. So what's going on there? What is happening in that arena? What is happening with people being successful in the endeavors that they start and people starting endeavors later in life after figuring out what they've been doing for their entire career isn't lining up with them anymore, isn't falling. Maybe they took early retirement and they're still got a lot of energy left and they're bored. What's going on there? And I just wanted to really talk about that and what that looks like and bring that forward here. And after having successfully trained cardiac teams to cardiac surgeons and taking a garage operation to a multi-million dollar company and having facilitated over 47% growth in under 9 months for a small business, a brick and mortar, recovering corporate women specifically now hire me to get beyond that now what stage of business, because most of them are scared, they're really challenged, and they're playing way, I got a little fruit fly in here, they're playing way below average. So I help them revitalize, rejuvenate, and reignite their passion, whether they're 50 plus or they're coming up through the ranks, right? And provide sassy, transformational actions and solutions to put the zip back in their business. That's what I do. This is the Erin Strayer Show. This is all about uplifting and leveraging amazing female entrepreneurs. It's just me today. I guess I fall in that category. And talking about pain points and hot topics and things that get shoved under the rug and bringing those forward. And it's really all about leveraging those other amazing females that are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently and highlighting them on the show. If that's something that excites you, hit me up, come on my show. If you've already been on, that doesn't mean you can't come on again. Come on back. I'd love to have you on. I love to have that platform and that availability and that that structure to elevate other people doing amazing things and offering workarounds and solutions to the things that we all deal with. So if that's something that excites you, reach out to me. We'll see what that looks like and we'll see if it lines up for both of us. So I think the biggest problem, if I'm thinking about it, and again, I'm shooting from the hip here on this over 90% of businesses fail because of those things, the incomplete, the unbalanced, and the lack of experience or services that they provide. And I think part of that is that we don't set goals. So I think that really we get to step back and really figure out what we want and why we want it. And are we willing to still keep dreaming about it? Or are we satisfied with how long we've been dreaming about it and we're ready to take some action and flip it into a goal? Because that's the only difference between a dream and a goal, is that there's actually an action step that's been applied to make the dream happen. So, hi, everybody. Thanks for jumping on with me. If you're here, say hey. Let me know you're here. Can you hear me? Because that was kind of our problem with my guest today. She couldn't hear me. So let me know if you can hear me or not. That would be beneficial. So I think that when we actually take those dreams that we've held so deep in our hearts and in our existence, and lots of us have had these dreams and the one dream since we were small, and it's been recurring over and over and over in our lives, in different seasons of our lives, and that dream has changed and morphed with us, but the commonality and the common ground has been the same. So how much longer are you wanting to dream about it? And are you done dreaming about it and ready to put it into action? That's the step. So most of us don't set goals. Like just shy of 100% of people never set goals. Why don't they set goals? What's the number one reason why people don't set goals? I'm going to make a little note in here. See if our people that are watching can actually hear me or not. Because I need to know that, because that was our main issue when we were trying to get our guest on today, is that she couldn't hear me for whatever reason. Oh, yay, Cheryl. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Then I'll keep talking. So a large, way over 95% of people don't set goals because, thanks, Mel, appreciate it, because they have to get uncomfortable when they actually set those goals. Let that land. Yeah. So dreams are all lofty, up in the air, fun to think about. We can dream about them anytime we want. We can go there. We can take ourselves to that place. But when we actually apply the I'm going to do that, and this is the first step I'm going to take, I'm going to tap a resource to see how I start, or whatever that first step is, right? You're going to open a bakery. So you're going to make sure that your recipes are all in alignment, and you're going to start finding the vendors to deliver your materials, right? Or you're going to start looking for a custom kitchen that you can rent space out of to make your stuff so that you can sell it, right? Like those to me are the next steps. If I was going to do a bakery, the things that I would start looking into, and I would start keeping a checklist of what I needed to do to make that happen so that I could sell my baked goods to the people that want to eat my stuff, right? So most of us don't set goals because it's super uncomfortable, because that makes it real. And oh my gosh, then maybe people are going to judge me. Like, really, are you going to make any money doing the bakery thing, Erin? Do you know how to bake? I have never seen you bake before. Gosh, do you? What are you going to bake? Have you ever not burned anything, Erin? Right? Like, what is going on there? And so I really want to tell you that if you're dreaming about it, and if you're dreaming about it that much, that you get to put those goals towards, you get to put the actions towards the goals to make it happen. I'm super excited. Can you hear me, Jen? Can you hear me? Awesome. Jen has popped in here. Jen Weatherly, God love her. She's going to come up. We're talking about goals. Hi, Jen Weatherly.
How's it going?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Oh yeah, I can hear you.
Thank gosh. Yeah. Our guest was having a really big issue. She couldn't hear me. And so we quickly rescheduled, and I'm just going to shoot from the hip here. But I'm talking about goals and setting goals and taking that dream that we have, and I know, sorry, and flipping it and applying an action to it, that super, super uncomfortable action to be, make it become a goal. And that 95% of us or more never ever set goals. Do you agree with that?
This is actually one of my biggest stumbling blocks last year was that goal setting. I have to make a list of everything I have to get done, but the actual big goal and doing exactly like what you just said, taking it from a dream and making it an actionable goal.
Yeah.
And I do that. Like I make big projects and I just list everything out. But when it comes to a dream becoming a goal, that's different.
Yeah, why is it different? Because it's super uncomfortable and people might think you're a weirdo to I was talking about having a bakery, you know, and making my things so people will buy them instead of me giving them away all the time. I make all these things and I give them away all the time, but people ask to buy them, but I don't have a custom kitchen. I don't have an approved kitchen. And how do I, right? Like, now how do I get the stuff delivered? Because I'm not going to go to the store and buy flour all the time to make my yummy things that people want me to give them all the time and people want to buy them. So, what are the first steps? And I was just kind of going through that process. That's where it becomes uncomfortable. And oh my gosh, I got to have a budget. And oh my gosh, I got to have a space. And oh my gosh, I got to have a vendor. And that means a truck's going to deliver stuff to my. Are they really going to back a truck, a big semi into my driveway and drop this, right? And drop this stuff off, right? Like it becomes scary and overwhelming and uncomfortable.
Yes, it does. It does, doesn't it? And you know, that's where we started with my husband and I. We had this like idea. We're like, okay, well, let's just make this website about what to do in this area that we're in because we couldn't find any information. So I went to school and learned how to make websites, and that was the reason I went to school. So I knew what I had to do. And so the whole time I've been figuring out how to make a business run online and build a website and make it actually profitable. In the meantime, I've gathered all this attraction to me building websites for other people. But really the goal was to be adventurers and write about it. So
Yeah.
I'm trying to get back to that and figure out that goal. Can you hear my kids in the background?
I can. I love it. I love it. It's the last week before school starts for a lot of people. So it's awesome. It's awesome. And I know for me, you know, leaving the medical career and jumping into something that I didn't go to school to do what I do. But I have all kinds of life experience, right? I don't have any degree behind my name that says, oh, you're an expert in that, but I have all kinds of life. And I didn't, right? And I like all of the didn'ts and shouldn'ts and couldn'ts and how could you possibly like just poured in and the negativity and the naysayers and really it was like one or two. And they like had the pot, all the people that didn't believe in me and didn't think I could do it and didn't think I should, right? Like it really was one or two. And but you know, one or two, really, that's depending on who those people are, can really hold a lot of weight in your decision to continue moving forward.
Yes, they can. Yeah, definitely. And I've always wanted, even from the very beginning, I've always wanted to be an artist. I really didn't know how to make that work for myself. So, I really wanted to be in video and I love taking pictures. But you know what? Everybody else was just like, yeah, well, you're not really going to do anything with it. Especially like my dad, who held a lot of power over me. So that was just like, okay, well, I guess I won't do that then, And coming back around and picking it back up and saying, hey, no, I actually wanted to do that. And then going and getting the camera that's going to take the pictures that I want, taking Francesca's course, that was a huge leap of faith for me. And
Huge.
yeah, it really was. The website's not so much because I could really, use that and make money off of it. But videos, those are like 100% artist driven, So this
Right.
is, it's all the evolution of gathering back up all the things I really dreamed of doing and then actioning out a plan, taking the courses, getting the education. And I feel like I'm always in that mode of getting education And each time I do come back around, I'm like, oh no, I know a lot more than I did even just last year. So I think the long-term goals are actually, we're trying to shrink them down to really, really small, but we really should give ourselves a lot of time for that long-term goal. And we're mixing that up a little.
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing, you said a vital word in there, and that was plan. And, you know, a lot of people get scared. I know Cheryl's in here coming about the overwhelmed by the options, particularly with social media. The overwhelm can just suffocate you if you let it, right? But having the plan is vital. So for me, you know, I went through a series of coaches, and I continue to hire coaches because we're always at a different season. I always need education on something else. I always need, you know, to bring Francesca in, to bring Tanya Dackett in, to bring in all these other people for specific lanes that I need attention with. And I think that that's huge. And making sure, and continuing to answer Cheryl's question here, she's like, who to work with, which software, which platform, how does it all connect, and how does it lead to a call to action? Yeah, that's a whole lot of questions, but they're all vital. Hi. you know, they're all so important, and every one of us have them, and every one of us deal with those same concerns with how do you know who, right? So let's just start with that first one. Who do you work with? Well, you interview a whole lot of people in the same lane. So let's talk Tanya Dackett and content writing, right? Like, even in our group, we can talk about like six different people that do content writing.
Yes. Yeah.
Go have a conversation with every single one of them. See if they line up. See if what they provide is what you need. You know what I mean? It's not all about the price. It's about the connection, the vibe, are you going to get what you're looking for from that particular person? You know?
Yeah. And that's actually why the directory was built, was to specifically answer that first question, Cheryl. Who do I work with?
Who do you work with? And I'm trying to think if I even have it, but quite a few years ago, probably 3.5 years ago, I had put a document together with all the questions you should ask when you're hiring your next person to bring on board. So whether that's your attorney, right? I'm making money. I made more than $800. I need to go LLC because that's when it matters, right? Ooh, right? Like $27 here and there adds up. And once you hit that mark, well, then you have to incorporate yourself to be legal. And who do you talk to, right? Who do you talk to? Well, that's when you tap resources and you get names and recommendations from people. And then you start having your connection calls and seeing if what they offer lines up with you. It's not just, okay, I'm going to go talk to one person and that's my only option.
Yeah, that, you know, that I often will do that because I'll just watch people. I watch people. And that then I know who I even want to connect with. So that's the reason the Lustrious was born, was so that we could, to the group, so that you could come on live and just be available and people could see your energy, right? And that's part of it, is always being available in the space, showing people who you are. Because people have to know who you are and how to connect, and if they want to.
Right. And that's another thing. When you're interviewing with people, do they interview you on a video platform? Right? Like for me, that's a non-negotiable. You get to come on a video platform so that I can read your energy. I can read your body language. Did you show up for our appointment in excellence? Meaning, maybe you ran a brush through your hair and brushed your teeth prior to hopping on a video call with me, right? Like, did you show up for work? Did you show up for work? And you know, do you value me as a potential client? those kind of things matter to me. What matters to you is different than what matters to me. So that has to come into to your thought process when you're interviewing and taking on. It's like buying a car. You know, maybe you know what kind of car you're going to buy because you've already done your research and you know the make and the model and the year. You probably know the color and what kind of interior you're going to have. But who you buy it from makes a difference.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does.
Right? Yeah.
Because we want to have a good experience. We don't just want the thing. We want the experience that comes along with purchasing it. Mm-hmm. And it follows you if you have a good experience or a bad experience when you purchase that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's so important.
Yeah. What's your thought on, like, I'm pretty big on following the people that I'm strongly thinking about bringing on board. I'm kind of a closet troll when it comes to, I admit it. So I'm really not a closet troll. I just am a troll. And, but I want to see how they interact all the time. You know, do they interact different on a Monday morning with their second cup of coffee than they do at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday?
Yeah.
You know, are they consistent? Do they show up when they say they're going to show up? Right? Like my guest didn't show up today. Well, she showed up, but we couldn't make the connection. There was a wonky internet and apparently there's a lag in today also. But you know what I mean? I flipped you the guest link and thank you so much for hopping in here. But you know what I mean? Like, okay, so now I'm shooting from the hip. I didn't know if you were really going to be available. Right. But I showed up.
Yeah.
At the time. Yeah. So where, you know, do your people show up when they say they're going to show up? Are they consistent? Do they follow through? How do they appear all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, that's taken quite a bit of refinement for me because even last year, even because we work at home,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our attire sometimes isn't, you know, what we would wear to work. But I've changed how I do that because even when I'm on a phone call, I feel a lot different if I have a dress on. I put this dress on specifically to take a client call, and that client call ended up being a phone call because the Zoom didn't work. And it didn't matter because I was showing up exactly how I'd show up on film, and that mattered to me.
Yeah.
And right before it, I was like, I don't have makeup on and I have not put on anything that I would present well with. And I was like, hold on, that isn't even part of how I work now. So, you know, sort it out, get back down here. And really I was driving myself to just show up how I would normally show up. So it was the respect that I want to give to every single client. And I don't believe it was always there, but it is always there now.
Yeah. And that's a shift in a realization in ourselves as our businesses grow, as our clientele shifts and changes also, right? And our worthiness stories and all of what we think about ourselves,
yeah.
Right? And it goes back to how important is my dream?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you know, we're in the age of internet and everything's being recorded and yeah. Google and Facebook's picking up everything we're putting down. And I have to jump off really quick because I have another client call, but
that's okay.
I watched this thing that somebody put on for a group of kids in school. And he's just like, every single thing you put in the internet can be searched and found. So be careful because even if you delete it, there's still a trace, especially in Facebook, there is still a trace.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. That is really, really important because people could just be researching you and
right.
You're kind of a jerk on Thursday, but super nice on Monday. They're like, yeah, they're, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's super true because employers search on social media these days for your personality, who you are, how you show up. They go to social media first. So if you're looking for a job, outside, make sure your footprint that you're leaving represents who you want to be represented as.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 So yeah. Barb, I show up with dressed for success, just how I roll. Excellent. I love it. So do I, Barb. Because I, you know, for me, I honor the fact that I get to work at home. And that to me is extremely important. And it's a blessing. And it's not to be taken for granted, in my opinion. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you go, Jen Weatherly. Thank you so much for jumping in here. I want to totally honor that you jumped in here spur of the moment. We're both shooting from the hip today on our topic. And yeah, you know, it's all that dream and flipping the dream into a goal by applying an action. And if you want to be in that small little less than 10% of people that succeed, then start setting some goals. And we challenge you, we honor you. We're here, both Jen and I are here to support you in our, come hang out with us in their Illustrious Ones group. If you feel inclined, hang out with us in our directory, because man, it's all about support over there. For real. Yeah, and we're here for you. And you guys, we have absolutely loved that you've been here live with us. It is, our time is over, Jen, already. Just like that. I know. Isn't that fun? I know. Our Monday morning show goes for a whole hour and we chat for an hour with coffee and it's fabulous. Erin Strayer shows 30 minutes long every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. You guys, thank you so much for being here. Jen, again, I really appreciate you and your time and your effort and your willingness to shoot from the hip and hop in here today with me. So thank you so much. And you guys, we'll see you right back here soon on the Erin Strayer Show. Take care.